Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How's every what?
Did you do your clock?
I started the clock.
I didn't know.
I'm just reeling. First of all, my daughters, I said, hey, you want to come in and sit on the show? Nah.
You're batting 1,000.
And then I say to Oscar, Oscar's on time. I'm running a little bit late today. And I said, you really cared about today, didn't you? He said, nah. Didn't care about it. And then Buzz, who's been in the room while I've been talking about going to this wedding for 24 hours, goes, you're going where? I'm feeling really, really effing important right now.
Don't forget the intervention you had with my son and your dog.
Oh, so Robert's out there. Robert, the dog whisperer, is out in the kitchen. And not getting along with Frankie. Well, I got news for you. That's a two-way street. I held up Frankie. I said, okay, now I'm going to hold him. Yeah, you want to hold him? He said, no. I said, well, why don't you pet him? He said, and he braces out and he touches the dog with his finger.
Like the E.T. finger?
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Well, you see, also...
What have you done to that boy to make him hate animals?
What has that dog done to that boy?
Oh, it is not that dog.
That dog went into hysterics when he saw him the last time he was here. It spooked my
hold
son.
Hold on a second. Let's do an experiment.
How does that dog speak?
Elizabeth!
Your son.
Elizabeth, can you bring Frankie to the studio?
See, Rob, he asked me, why does he not bark at you?
He barks at me all the time, Frankie.
Well, he barks at everybody. He barks at me when I come in.
Yeah. You know what?
But he's a perfectly nice dog. Yeah.
But you know,
I don't know where Elizabeth is.
He's very awkward with my son. It's awkward.
Your son is awkward with him.
Well, because
when
he's
he touches the dog, he's scared of the dog.
Yes, he is. Yeah, I mean,
then I don't want to.
Because of Frankie's size.
Yes, his ferocious demeanor. Yeah,
okay, you know what? Forget it. No one's paying attention anyway.
I'm sorry, what?
So no one's listening to me.
I think you're doing great so far.
Thanks so much.
Just to pile on.
Yes, go ahead.
Today, I forgot that you were going to do that wedding.
To the wedding, yes.
I thought we were in a hurry and it was so important for you. And it was important for me today to be on time because you made a point of it yesterday.
You thought it was important because...
Of the AT&T Classic.
I thought it was golf tournament. No. There's really no reason for me to.
Look at this response.
Yeah. All right.
Look at killer.
All right. Now see. Look at that. See. Is he trying desperately to get away from you?
Yeah.
Okay. This is my daughter Elizabeth.
Does the dog care for you?
Hi, Frankie.
I don't know.
So Elizabeth.
Well, wait. You know the dog. Does Frankie
talk
like
right
you?
Into the microphone?
Right here.
But first, get rid of the ferocious killer bees.
Speak directly.
You can sit right there.
Speak directly into the dog.
And then pull down that microphone.
Here's my other daughter. Here's Catherine.
Here we go, right down.
There she is.
There we go.
She was taping a special across the hall.
Also scared. Also scared of the dog.
Hi, Catherine. Catherine, are you coming in or out?
In or out?
I can't hear. Nice and loud.
I will come in.
Okay.
That's very sweet of her.
All right. Is there any place for her to sit?
Let's get her that mic that she can sit right there with the mic, right?
Yeah.
RG's going to swing a camera around for the dozens of you streaming.
So the point is this, is that Frankie should intimidate no one.
Well, but yet he intimidates all.
And since Robert is...
Hold, you got to talk right into the mic.
Not the dog.
Talk directly into the chihuahua.
And since Robert is not happy, I'm not afraid of Frankie a little bit. Yeah. Any animal can make a kid nervous. I'm not going to bring Robert in here.
You can invite him in.
Really?
He'll handle it.
He will handle it?
Yeah, he'd be delighted just to be around people.
Yeah. Robert! Robert's son! Come to the air studio! I did not know that the show was going to start. I did not know that the show was going to start this way.
The Vuvuzela oh, nice. Should calm the no dog down.
Catherine, over by Mr. Diaz, no right over did. There in the corner.
God, how many all times right. have you said that to a young
come
lady?
Over here, Robert.
All right, sit
Robert,
next
come here, son. Oh.
Come, sit, yeah, stay.
Come be with Uncle
it's
Oscar.
It's Kids right Day on the show.
Kids
right,
and dogs.
Right over there.
Don't be scared
RJ,
of me.
How about telling Catherine where to go? That would be
there
nice. Thank you.
And you can get closer.
Jeez.
Kind of a career
I'm not that
dream.
Guy.
Swear to second. God, two people just standing there going. Well, now, where were we?
We were. You were about to have a intervention
yeah.
between the dog and my son.
All right, so let's get. There's your microphone, Catherine.
Is it on bypass, or is she going to sound like Satan?
Say hi to everybody, Catherine.
Hello.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well done.
Girls are very excited about going up to their cousin's wedding. They're only male cousin on my side of the family.
That's
so
right.
I'm very. In fact, my only nephew. We'll talk about that later on in the show. So getting back to the dog thing. So, Robert, Frankie has growled. Has Frankie growled at you?
Yes.
And has he barked at you?
Go into the microphone, son. You know how to do this.
Every time.
Now, has he ever snapped at you, tried to bite you?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. You see, the reason I think the first thing that set Frankie off is when Robert came in, for some reason, Beluga took to Robert, and Robert went to pet Beluga right away.
Right.
And Frankie hated that.
Did he have any bacon in his pockets?
Always. He's a spiewak, isn't he?
Because Beluga, you know, Beluga likes that. So, Robert, when I asked you to pet Frankie, does the dog make you nervous because he growls at you?
No.
He doesn't make you nervous? Would you be willing to maybe try to pet him one more time?
Sure.
Okay, and Robert, be sweet, okay?
All right.
Don't disappoint your father. Remember, that's my boss's dog.
All right, here.
That was really awkward for me, by the way.
Don't dislike the dog just because he's different.
There we go.
He likes it on the head.
Oh, see?
There, see?
Touch his sweet head.
It's okay now.
Yeah.
Be more aggressive about it.
Now pinch his ears.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go. Wasn't that nice, son?
They love it when you pull their tails.
All right, very good. I'm not really comfortable holding the dog for the entire show, so I think. Would you like to hold Frankie?
He seems comfortable.
Yeah, right, pawn it off.
Now, he's got a bad neck, so remember that, Catherine. You have to be gentle.
May I ask a question
quickly?
He's got
a slipped. Whoa, don't do that, buddy. That's why you get that slipped disc.
Of your daughters?
She's
something respectful.
Dogs, twitchy, nervous dog. Oh, God. And now I've got. All right. I'm going to have an ulcer before this show because I realize
why?
I've got Oscar and an open microphone and my daughters in the studio.
Just a question.
So, all right. Let me just engage. All right. I will experience my discomfort right now. Yes. Just a question.
Okay. When I was younger, many moons ago,
oh, Jesus.
My parents would say, hey, we're going to go do this. Or, hey, we're going to go do this. Or, so and so is getting married. Get your stuff together. We're doing this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And while you always want to make your parents happy, and you always want
to... I know that Oscar has made a life of making his
yeah,
parents happy.
Nobody satisfied his parents like you.
Like so when you were kicked out of high school and when you had the party with the cops, that was all about keeping the folks happy.
We all
happy.
Make right. mistakes.
Okay.
Right.
But there are times where you're like, oh man, it's summertime. I really would like to stay and hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
But I got to go to, let's say, Denver, you know, for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your hand or say yes or no into the microphone, probably better, if you want to go. And be honest, and you won't be judged.
To go to the wedding.
To the wedding.
Yes, I like Sarah. Uh-oh. And my cousin.
There you go.
Damn it!
There you go!
Damn it!
Any other family members you like?
I will tell you this also.
Yes.
Like your dad?
I will tell you.
I would think that might be, he might make top two.
I don't care. They want to go and see their cousin. That's an honor. They give
that
you honest.
Awesome.
They're
yes.
not intimidated by me. They will say whatever they want.
Are you
want.
Excited to
and
see?
And I'm excited that they're going up to this wedding to see their cousin.
Are you excited to see Aunt Kathy?
Are you excited to see Aunt Kathy?
Very.
Wow.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Make sure she gets a picture of you.
Catherine rocks. That's such a good answer. Very. Very, Mr. A-hole. There you go.
That's
you
awesome.
You don't know if I'm being serious or kidding.
I think I know.
I know.
I think we all know.
Catherine, may I embarrass you publicly and say congratulations on your straight A's for your second semester.
Wow. Yes. Straight A's.
Very nice. Second term.
Look at that big brain on her.
Well, now, why you
1B.
Oh, you got...
89.9. My teacher doesn't round up.
Oh, no.
You're kidding.
Oh, no.
So
oh, no.
That's a bad teacher.
Cards in the mail.
You know, I don't care. It's straight A's to me. That's good
That's
stuff.
That's straight A's.
That's
sure.
good. That's
Absolutely.
Straight A's as
and
far as I'm
And can I
concerned.
Embarrass my son, who
yes.
will, despite what everyone said, be going into the fourth grade next year?
Yes. Yes. Way to go, Robert.
Nice
good
job.
And, you know, Elizabeth no slouch over here. You know, I believe it was four A's and two B's. Three A's and two B's. Okay, well, how many?
Was the B in microphones?
You know,
microphone
I think it might help if her microphone was turned on.
It's you talk on. Right into it. What's right into it.
It was two A's and two B's.
Two A's and
That's
two B's.
Excellent.
I'll take that.
Better than I ever did.
Yeah. And is Papa holding up to $100 per A, $50 per B?
No.
Our policy was always, I think it was $5 for every A, but you had to give back $7.50 for anything that wasn't an A.
Well, there's your next Supreme Court case.
Bring me the report card if you want to handle that. So
are you girls excited about Maine? You know, you're going to be probably dropping in on this very show a few times during Maine. And
oh, yeah.
It should be. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so that's the trip they don't want to go on.
Yeah.
Well,
no, it's Maine. I really
want they love Maine, but yeah. I think one of the things that they like is bringing their friends up, and uh-huh. This is unfortunately
we are
because
not
of
your friends.
Logistics. They're
how
close
about
girlfriends.
Their friend Oscar. He might not be a girlfriend, but he is feminine.
You can poke me with a stick on the front yard every morning to wake me
well,
up.
Well, I think what they should.
I sleep till like noon.
She does. Uh-huh. She sleeps till noon almost every day.
That's awesome when
she's not working, which is all the time.
I don't know why though. Like
because you're a kid.
It's your age.
You're resting
at that age. You sleep a lot. And late.
I don't normally. It's just Maine. Maine makes me sleep.
Well, maybe it's peaceful
awaken,
up there
yeah.
as
maybe
well.
Maybe it's the drink.
It's really peaceful. My girlfriend's coming up, and hopefully you guys will all get along. You'll enjoy her time.
Yeah,
as well.
That's cool. They like
hopefully
older.
There won't be much fighting.
They're closer in age to your girlfriend than they
yes.
are to their father.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. Should be. But the reason we can't bring friends this time.
That's right.
That's really the reason.
No, that's
more than any other.
We only brought friends once. So
I know.
I know.
You've been,
never really got
used. Been deprived.
Never really got used to it. Yeah.
No, if you stacked
and
my
even then, Mike insisted on a 2-drink minimum per night.
My sister, if you stacked up her kids bringing friends up, it was like years.
Oh, and she brought photographs of children as well.
Yes, she did. All right. I'm not comfortable.
Are we going to do letters? Or are we going to?
We're going to do letters as soon as I kick all the kids out. Kids out of here.
Okay. Bye.
All the kids out of the studio, and I mean my older. Unless you all want to stay. Do you want to stay, Robert?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to stay, Elizabeth?
I'll do anything.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Go clean your room.
Yeah. Do you want to stay, Catherine?
I didn't know I was a kid, Dad.
I know you're not a kid.
Face.
There we go.
Face.
I'm just getting on him because earlier he was saying there's going to be lots of kids at the wedding, and that always means 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
You have to understand, 35-year-old people are kids to me. I'm 53. I just turned 53.
We won't call you kids if you don't call us old.
And incidentally, for both of you, thank you for... We haven't seen each other in a while.
Uh-huh.
And they both contacted me, not only on Father's Day, but on my birthday, and it means the world to me.
That's
I
nice.
Thought I'd
Very
tell
nice.
You publicly.
That's
very
good.
Nice. That's, you know, that's all it takes? I always thought that my mom was lying to me. I thought she was lying
to
her
teeth.
She
lied to you about lots of things.
No, I would say, Mom, what do you want for your birthday? She says, just acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that, you know, and Mother's Day and Father's Day, we never even discussed it. But I mean, Father's Day, I'm sitting there. It's probably 10 o'clock and I'm in Miami on Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And I'm going and I'm
la,
sitting.
La, la, la.
Well, you know, that's where I was on the little vacation whirlwind trip down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there and it's Miami. It's South Beach, Miami, party capital of the world. And I'm sitting there lost in my own self-pity because 10 o'clock has rolled around and I haven't heard from either one of these. And suddenly I get the text from one, the voicemail from the other before midnight. Zang.
See, we couldn't have our phones.
Yeah, because you were on a mission trip.
We had to wait till late at night to sneak it.
That's right. So they both rallied. And
how is Tom Cruise? Nothing.
It was not Mission Impossible.
Oh,
let's get right to our birthdays.
Yes.
Last week's birthday balloon head, Scott McKnight, wrote back to say his brother's name is Brent McKnight.
I will not accept that. That's late, and he can maybe get a birthday next year. But
why
I'm
should
sorry.
Brent be punished?
Because he's related to the balloon head.
Unfortunately, I read what Mr. Burbank gives me, and that is his purview, and it is his responsibility. If he puts it on the page, they get in. You have to take it up with him after the show.
He'll get his comeuppance.
Yeah, Brent McKnight. Brent's birthday was June 7th. 17th, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Scott admits he's an idiot for not giving us the name in the first place, but he says he'll see us in Reno, not if we see him first. Speaking of Reno, the guy that gives us the Reno updates, is Mark Ronick popping in today?
He said he would be by, yes.
Everything all right?
Everything's fine.
All right. Belated greetings to Dave Meyer of Sacramento, who celebrated last Thursday. That's from Kent Myura. Who is this week's birthday balloon head?
Right.
Is this a new thing that I missed?
For being late.
Birthday balloon heads?
We collectively just got tired of people being late with the information or being incomplete with the information.
We?
So We've started announcing balloon heads.
And yet you still reward them when they make good. What you really want to punish the balloon head, you want to pop that balloon head. You want to just cut them off and maybe unfold them.
I'm calling them out. Yeah, you're particularly violent today.
Well, the dog has me very upset.
Worked up.
Jeff Knight had a birthday on Saturday. He trains for marathons with his wife, Kelly, while listening to us. But they also love some kind of candy and hope someone runs out to get some.
Really?
But wait.
I don't get it. Is the candy, is it Lifesaver? Is that what she wants?
Probably.
Some kind of candy. Let's see what the next person says.
Chris Clark turned 39 Monday. He also wants some kind of candy.
Hmm.
Do I keep going?
No, I think, you know, we've had several requests for some kind of candy. You know, I'm just wondering if you guys had any.
But unfortunately,
candy in
now I have to make an editorial decision.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
Really, the spontaneous candy bit is predicated on a certain name coming up on the show when it's completely organic.
Hey, do you want to hear a
you
jingle?
You can't force it.
You can't force it.
Would you like to hear a classic radio jingle?
Yes, go ahead.
Shannon, WQHI.
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor.
Shannon in the morning.
Rob, will you go out and get some of the world's finest candy?
I will. I'll be right back.
Here we go. We gave them all what they wanted.
That's right.
That was
you made
terrific,
some people very
it?
Happy.
Feel so manipulated.
That's awesome.
Made me feel like
oh,
a
just
hooker.
Just wait.
Alex Merzendorf. Alex Merzendorf.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
He turned 16 on Tuesday. He'd like a greeting from Liam Neeson.
Uh-huh.
Alex, I want to tell you something. I know it's your 16th birthday, but even though you're 16, I will find you. And when I do, I will kill you.
Happy 16, birthday, son.
16 years old. Yeah. You know that's what he wanted
yeah,
more
exactly.
than anything. He wanted Liam Neeson to say he was going to kill him.
Now he can go back to applying eyeliner.
The salty Kim Salter turned 50 yesterday and would love a sexy greeting from Bill Clinton. Hi, Kim. How are you? You're beautiful. Anyway, my kids are in the room.
I was going to say, it might have been sexier in another geographic location.
Philip Goon of Reno turns 33 today, and since he can barely read, he'd like to hear a Morgan Freeman greeting. God, I've been gone a week, haven't I?
Yeah, you're going to be working today.
He'd like to hear a Morgan Freedom greeting from Rob. Oh, better. Good. Yeah.
Really?
See, now that makes me. See, I light up when that happens.
All right, Morgan Freeman.
This is Morgan, Rob Spiewak.
For Philip Goon?
Yes.
Morgan Freedom.
He can barely read.
I'm going to do the driving Miss Daisy.
Okay.
Oh, good. That's my
okay. Hey, Philip Goon. I want to wish you the happy birthday. Hey, Mr. Daisy, mash it down on the button.
Thanks. Today, Roger Garrity turns 42, and he loves it when Kevin Meaney sings.
Oh, I like that, too.
All right, very good. A little I don't care for Roger Garrity, who is 42, and there it is.
I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
He does not care.
Very good.
Can we just, this is my favorite part.
Daniel Muro, a veteran and all-around good guy, has a birthday today. Happy 26th anniversary today to Bill and Gigi in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
That's from someone who learned about the show because of them.
Right.
Lee Lebarski turned 32 on Sunday, but tomorrow his son Max becomes a one-year-old and shares that birthday with both Robert Evans and Gary Busey. I had no idea.
Wow, that's terrific. And you know what's great about that? Not a voice request, just a piece of trivia.
Just a piece of trivia.
That's
right.
All it is.
Of course, if the voice came up.
Also, tomorrow, Mike Davis, that is his last year of his daughter's douchebag 30s. We hear from his fiance, whom he calls Chesty LaRue.
Perfect.
She's fantastic.
You'd like a greeting from Mr. Burns? No, I'm sorry. We get to a point where really it just becomes.
People don't know that you're union.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm fine. Our last letter comes from Scott Abramson, and Scott writes Long Way From Home. Mm-hmm. The message reads as follows.
You'll enjoy this.
Oi, mates from down under. I'm an American transplant living in beautiful Adelaide, Australia. Just wanted to take a moment of your time to tell you how much I appreciate all of you for the laughs you bring to a boy who misses home. I'm a longtime listener, and every day I look forward to my commute to work so I can listen to all you fags spew on about absolute nonsense.
That's nice.
I love it. For at least an hour a day, I get to feel like I'm home again, especially lately. I just have been diagnosed with skin cancer. That's a shame. That's bad. We don't like to hear that. And being so far from home is particularly lonely for me this time in my life. Though you fellas make a trying time a little easier, I just wanted to say thank you for all the stupid crap you do. Life's too short to be serious all the time, and majority of the world could take a lesson from the masters of stupidity. All right, you're getting a little heavy on the insults, okay? I don't care about your condition.
I like the masters of
stupidity.
He's just
keeping it real. He thinks of them as compliments.
Thank you. Keep up the epic, that's for Oscar work, and remember, you'll always have a fan in Australia. By the way, it's taken some time, but I finally got my team at work to catch on to the show. You have a new Aussie fan base starting here, and I'm doing the best to get the rest of these wankers on board.
too. As long as I'm ticking and doing my part to spread the show globally for my boys. Love you guys and keep up the good times coming. And Rob, you can S-A-D. In fact, why don't you all go S-A-D? Cheers, mate. That's good stuff. And we
is
have
it
one
really
more.
Good?
Yeah, that's nice.
That's very good.
I like Master. You know what I take from that? I like that we're being called the masters of stupidity.
And our last letter comes from Brian Thomas. He writes, Rob, just had to share this with you. On Friday during rush hour, I was traveling down the toll road to 66 in my Explorer with a trailer towed right behind me. Right after the Tyson's toll, my buddy and I heard a noise and my car rumbled.
Oh.
I looked behind us to see the trailer swinging wildly from
crazily.
Lane to lane. Somehow, some way, we were able to get to the shoulder without harming ourselves or anyone else. After a couple of holy S's, we found the pin had come out of the trailer hitch, and it was only attached by the safety chain.
Wow. That's why they have the chains.
We hooked everything back up, put the pin in to keep it attached. The pin that was there to attach it was gone.
Uh-oh.
After searching the car for a makeshift replacement, I found the Mangrates grill brush.
Hey!
That is awesome.
That's terrific.
Yes. We were able to use the metal hanging hook in place of the pin and made it to the auto parts store intact.
Yeah. American made.
Yeah. True story. The Mangrates brush actually saved my life.
See, I've been telling you. I'm so glad you asked.
I've attached pictures of the jerry-rigged tow hitch. I'm not sure how I feel that you were the first person I thought of after a near-death experience. JK, thanks for all that you do and for you and the boys. That's it. Thank you very, very much. Nice. And S&D to everybody.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Wonka?
I am extraordinarily busy, sir.
I just wanted to ask about the chocolate. The lifetime supply of chocolate for Charlie. When does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
What rules? We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis, incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You're a crook. You're a cheat and a swindler. That's what you are. How can you do a thing like this? Build up a little boy's hopes and then smash all his dreams to pieces. You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 14 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. You can call us, maybe.
Don't.
718-506-1625. It is, what is it? It's Thursday,
the
June 28th.
Yeah.
The 28th of June, 2012, and our show today is brought to you by DermaZinc. Nothing terrifies beachgoers as much as your dandruff, poison ivy, rash, or other chronic skin condition.
Right.
But you can treat them all with DermaZinc, available over-the-counter for mild to moderate cases. DermaZinc comes in spray, cream, shampoo, and soap. For severe skin conditions, including eczema and psoriasis, ask your doctor about prescription-strength DermaZinc. For more information, click the banner on our website. And to get a free sample with your purchase, call 800-753-0047. DermaZinc, results you'll want everyone to see. Official sponsor of our trip to Maine, and we want to thank
Welcome
DermaZinc
aboard.
For doing
yeah,
that.
That's awesome.
We really, really wouldn't be able to do the meet and greet and get everybody up there because we, you know, let's be honest, we don't have the money we used to.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's really, really helpful when we get a sponsor on board that makes this trip
and
happen.
When we get road rash, this will come in handy.
Absolutely.
Really?
Hopefully nobody's riding a motorcycle. That's scary when you say road rash. We're going to be up at Binga's, Binga's Sports Emporium up in Maine, and we look forward to seeing the good people from DermaZinc up
there. When we're up there, do you think there's a chance it might... Get crazy.
It's going to get crazy. At Bingus. It's going to be at Bingus. And then my daughters fly in the next day, and I'll greet them at the airport going,
I said, I'm going to be on a kiss and ride.
Get in the car. No, it's going to be
drive.
Fun. Everything is fun. Life is fun.
It's going to be great.
You know, I don't know what's happened to the show, but our opening has lasted about 20 more minutes than it normally
does. We'll be right back.
I think it's fine.
On the program today, we're going to cover the entire Ann Curry debacle, the teary farewell. Yesterday, you remember I mentioned about Ann Curry. We'll get right to it. We'll start with it here.
Do you mean the teary self-congratulatory farewell?
Well, I yesterday said that I believe that the suits at NBC were leaving this poor woman twisting in the wind.
Right.
And as much as I despise her as an anchor woman, really, and think she is probably my least favorite television personality of all time.
Right.
I don't say that lightly.
Way up
there. There have been a lot of people I don't like, but there's just something about Ann Curry, the sanctimony, the phoniness, the whole thing. But I said, you still don't do that to a human being.
And right.
Then
true.
A lot of people sent me articles about Ann Curry that indicated that she was playing hardball with NBC about exit. It was obvious to me during her farewell today that everybody knew this already. She was eased out.
It was in USA Today that she was going to be making her somber farewell today.
Yeah.
So it really wasn't a big surprise. And I even knew where they were going to put it. It was going to go at 8:48.
Right.
Last break before the 9 o'clock hours, they could, hustle her out.
And you know what? When we're going to play the entire spiel that she had
about
here.
4.5 minutes.
And when she said, there's one part I would like to highlight, and this would be why I don't like Ann Curry.
Okay.
Ann Curry believes her own press.
Absolutely.
These are people that really, above all else, what she has done for the bulk of her career is read news off a teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would venture to say, in many cases, most of that news has been written by someone else.
For her.
And not that well. She read not that well.
And she read not that well.
Right.
And you know what? It is it is a skill to do it. It is not easy to do it. I mean, Buzz does it better than so many people. You can listen to people that have a terrible time. People that are on network television that have a terrible time.
Sound like they're reading,
But
people that are on podcasts.
It's the same thing about us.
What?
It's
people
the same
that are
thing.
On lots of podcasts.
You listen. You look at this, and it's just ridiculous that she thinks that she makes a statement, and I wrote this down. I've wanted to give you the world. I mean, you're using a slug line that a network is
that a network should think twice before.
That a network should think twice about it. And she's an individual. I've wanted to give you the world.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you, Anne. Thank you for giving me the world,
appreciate it.
Sanctimonious.
Wanted to give you the boot.
I won't use the word with my daughters here.
For the kids in the room, the Today Show is a show that comes on early morning.
Oh, Robert
all the days.
Robert knows. Thank you. He watches it with me. He
and
hates
then,
Ed Curry, too.
And then I think she said something about groundbreaking. But
yeah.
Let's listen to the spiel. Listen. I don't take any real joy. I really don't. I don't take delight in something.
No.
It doesn't matter to me. It really, the long and short of it, I might get another TV personality that I like to watch more.
Yes.
But that's where it ends. You know, I'm not going to sit here and go cartwheels. However, I will say, how long have we been complaining about Ann Curry?
We called it before she was in the anchor chair.
Yeah, because she just was terrible.
And I didn't understand it until I started watching the Today Show.
You get it real quick.
And I was like, wait a second. This woman gets paid millions of dollars to do what she's doing.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah. There's got to be
$10 million a year.
There's got to be somebody better.
Yeah.
There's got to be.
$10 million a year.
While I go into these tapes, I invite you to find the article I printed out for you from Radar Online, which has got a new angle to it. And
I've got some stuff here, too.
Someone wrote under this when they posted. I'll let Mike break the crux of it. But they said it's almost Shakespearean. And it's a really wonderful thing. But here, this is the entire Ann Curry thing. I broke it up into four hunks. And I love that they started not with the sad Today music, but the happy Today music.
So welcome back, everybody. It's 8:50, and this is not easy to say, but today is going to be my last morning as a regular co-host of Today.
I will still be a part of the Today Show family, but I'm going to have a new...
Who had eight words before she cried?
Right. I'm going to make. I want to ask the entire room here.
Yeah.
Yes.
We could listen to it twice, or I could just play the obnoxious sound effects in the background.
Do it now.
The first time.
Yeah.
Do
it now.
Want to start
it
from the beginning?
Yeah,
sure.
I can do that. All right. Hold on. Ready? Right, cue happy music.
So welcome back, everybody. It's 8:50, and this is not easy to say, but today is going to be my last morning as a regular co-host of Today. I will still be a part of the Today Show family, but I'm going to have a new title and a new role. And this is not as I expected to ever leave this couch after 15 years, but I am so grateful, especially to all of you who watch, because Matt and I and everyone who sits on this couch, we often call ourselves a family, but you are the real Today Show family.
Why does she sound like she's just finishing up hour 21 of the telethon?
Because she is.
Do you think the voice, the strained voice is put on, or do you think she's been yelling? Do you think she's been crying?
You know, Matt Lauer, and I give him a lot of credit.
He did
really
a great, you know, he's really best supporting actor. You should get it.
Because he
morning.
Is sitting there going, well, here we are, another professional moment from the consummate professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, as she breaks down, when you think about the being a professional broadcaster, You're sitting there on the network level, and you're sobbing, and you're not sobbing about any tragedy.
Right.
You're sobbing about your own situation.
I'm so sad about me.
And that's where, listen, you can be on air and lose it a la Walter Cronkite when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, where he barely did, but he lost it momentarily, and it meant taking off his glasses and putting them back on. That was his moment because he was a consummate pro.
Yeah.
If Ann Curry wants to know why she is not, you know, going forward at the network, that's one of the reasons. You just don't do it. And she's like, you know, it was just, I thought it was a very, very appropriate end to a very sad chapter in morning
television. How she designed it, I think.
Yeah.
Let's go back.
And that's why she's misguided.
Yeah.
And in a moment she sings, "You'll Never Walk Alone."
Exactly.
You are why I have ventured into dangerous places and interviewed dictators and jumped off of planes and off of bridges and climbed mountains and landed in the South Pole and convinced the Dalai Lama to come live in our studio, you know.
Wow.
Very, very, very nice of her to remind us of all the things she's done.
I know. It's so self-serving because I think, I don't know, it's Ann Curry. And this is the real Ann Curry. I've always said this. Underneath that exterior where she's just being so sweet and she cares so deeply
biggest
is a consummate self-promoter.
The thing
and those
just,
two don't go together.
The thing she just listed, how would our lives be different if she hadn't done them?
Unbelievable.
Meh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's so diluted.
Right.
It's so out of touch. Right. There's no reason. She had this cherry gig.
Uh-huh.
All you have to do is you show up
do it.
And you smile.
Don't
and
agree.
And,
yeah.
And the how did they put it? I think some people have put it over-empathetic,
yeah.
which is
yeah.
perfect. Yeah. A great, you know, I never was able to articulate.
We always said insincere.
Insincere, but she, you know, she would always feel it's necessary to use the sad voice.
Right.
No, the story's sad, Anne.
That's
we know
right.
that.
And just
some
to clear up for the kids in the room and young adults, the Dalai Lama is a Pokemon character.
Thank you, Oscar.
There we
I
go.
Have loved you, and I've wanted to give you the world.
Okay.
And I still
stop right
do.
There. I have loved you, and I want. You're not. Who do you think you are?
We failed on both counts.
I have loved you and I've wanted to give you the world. She's talking to the audience. My God. You say something like, I really appreciate all the support of the people that have watched me and given me encouragement
and
over
this
the
opportunity.
That's what you say.
That's it.
I have loved you and wanted to give you the Saint Anne. It's like sprout your wings, you bitch. Excuse my language.
They're
I'm
giving
sorry.
Me some fancy new titles, which essentially mean that I'm going to get tickets to every big story we want to cover with a terrific team of my choosing. We're gonna-
No, you're not.
No, no, no.
No, you're not.
No, you're going to have an assignment editor. Yeah. You won't get all the big stories.
But start packing anyway.
Also, I love with a team of my choosing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
she really thinks that.
She has. See, that's the thing that Rob and I have just, it's driven us nuts over the years. This sweet, big-hearted Anne, where she has an ego larger than anybody on that set.
Easily.
Let's listen to
I'm
going to
go all over the world and all over this country. At a time when this country and this world needs clarity, we're going to do great work, I hope, and we're being given the chance to do the work that most of us got into journalism to do.
How many people?
And these stories are going to air on all the platforms of NBC News, including here on Today.
Oh, squeeze.
Yeah.
Including here is, on
How many people think she stole that bit and offered the clarity we need from the newsroom? I think she might have been watching that the other night.
Could have been.
Or she called Aaron Sorkin and said, please,
write give me something.
No, Aaron Sorkin would write something better
than that. So yesterday I was sat in this chair, and yesterday I talked about the fact that, like any broadcast company, they let her twist in the wind. It wasn't fair. It was and then I just went full circle when I saw that. I mean, this must have been a very difficult woman to deal with.
You can
absolutely
stand by the fact that she should not have been out there to be twisting in the wind, but you can also stand by the fact that she had an opportunity here to almost wipe the slate clean. If she'd done a classy exit, it might have been great.
She would have been, and she didn't, because she's not capable.
She got six words in before she ruined it.
Right,
she didn't even have a chance. I think this is the best cut of the four right here.
Goody. And after all of these years, I don't even know if I can sleep in anymore. I'm not even sure I can, but I know that whatever time I wake...
All right, let's read between the lines here. I have sacrificed for you so much that I will not be able to...
I've ruined my physical body. Squeak!
I've got news for you. I will be able to sleep in.
Yeah, she will. Well, she'll be able to sleep in a lot when she starts taking Secondol and drinking booze. She'll sleep fine.
The funniest woman on television. Yeah. Oh, God, it's amazing.
I'll be missing you, and I'll be believing in you. I love all of you, especially all of you who are behind the scenes, behind the cameras.
The little people.
I love you guys. Mark.
Wrong control room.
Anthony, all of you guys. Davey, I love all of you.
I love all of you.
And I love all of our brilliant, brilliant producers. And
the stupid ones.
And for all of you who saw me as a groundbreaker.
Who saw her as a groundbreaking anything?
Excuse me, Barbara Walters.
Yes.
Let's see, who else? Let's see, women in news.
Jane Pauley.
Jane Pauley.
Right? Yeah.
Diane Sawyer,
of
if
course,
you will.
Absolutely. I will.
Those are groundbreakers.
Right.
And Gurry's not a groundbreaker.
It's not even close.
She's only broken one thing, my heart.
I'm sorry I couldn't carry the ball over the finish line, but man, I did try. And so to all of you who watched, thank you
from
the bottom of my heart for letting me touch yours, and thank you for your tweets and your emails. And
I'm sorry I couldn't get the ball over the finish line because you got fired. It's not like someone in the other team tackled you. You blew it.
It's crazy. It's really, it was amazingly awkward. It was awkward throughout television.
I felt myself licking my lips. Yeah. I was that excited to watch it.
Well, we've been talking about Ann Curry almost since the very beginning.
Oh.
I mean, when she was a news lady, we talked about
how
she just didn't have it.
Right.
And, she got very lucky, and like people do in network television. And,
what is it about her? Because, Roker is also lucky, because Roker is no great talent.
And could Roker have grown a set this morning? Because what did Roker do? He went to the Sad Voice,
and he also recounted all of her great groundbreaking achievements. but still, Roker, somehow it rolls off him. Is it because
he doesn't care?
Yeah, I think that must be
it. He doesn't care about anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
He cares about what he's going to have at the deli.
Him and a rack of ribs. That's what he cares about.
So she's out of there, and now the drama continues.
Yes.
There's drama brewing on today in the wake of Ann Curry's sudden departure.
Yeah.
It's like the longest funeral march I've ever seen on television.
It's only taken 2 years.
There, and she wasn't.
It was a sudden departure. Ratings for the morning program have plummeted since Curry took over Meredith Vieira last year. Oh. And as a result, the veteran journalist is being handed a pink slip, and Matt Lauer's wife, Annette Roke.
I think it's Roke. Yeah.
Roke isn't happy about the situation. Oh. I don't buy this.
Oh,
do you buy this?
But this has been a long-standing rumor.
A little.
Because there's one factor in here that is very alleged, but I find it
so tasty.
This
has been rumored for a long time.
Uh-huh. So tasty.
She fears the replacement will be none other than Natalie Morales.
Yes.
Lauer was not only accused of having an affair with, but also fathering one of her children.
Back to the Olympics.
God, this just keeps getting thicker.
They were very close at the Olympics 4 years
very
ago.
Very close.
Wow. Very, very close.
Absolutely.
And now she's got a 3-year-old.
Absolutely.
What
amazing.
A coincidence.
How about that?
We could talk about the Today Show.
Like I said, Shakespearean, baby.
All day long. But the story that I have, and this is another one that I think has a little bit more credibility, it says here that Savannah Guthrie has officially been asked to replace Ann Curry.
Right. Yeah, do you think she'll take it?
I don't know, but
I do.
The latest is that she's already accepted
it. Yeah.
Okay.
So that she will be in there, and it won't be a Natalie Morales. It's
What about little Matt Morales? Will he ever get a job a la Luke Russert? Will he start as a page, or what will he do? Can you picture a 3-year-old body with Matt Lauer's head?
God, we got to take a break. Okay. We will take a break. When we come back, lots more to talk about on the show today. God, we're not getting to anything today. Where the hell is my stuff? Oh, a little story about Miami cannibalism that I want to share with our friend Buzz over there, just because I like to do that when it comes up. We'll do that. More fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment brought to you by Wait Not. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. You got to check out the unbelievable results that you can believe in, and we are delighted to have a wonderful example, Mr. RJ Diaz,
there
which I don't think we talk about enough. And your weight loss to date, Mr. Diaz, is?
121 pounds.
121 pounds. Very nice. Good.
Wow.
Now, are you holding at the 121, or are you going to, like, chug through and get, like, down another 30?
I have another 35 to 40 to go, and that's going to start probably at the beginning of August.
So people asked, and this is for all of our Weight Not fans out there, how come we don't have pictures up of Rob Spiewak and RJ Diaz taking their shirts off at Linda's birthday.
I'd like to know that myself.
How about this? When RJ gets his 30 pounds, his last 30 pounds off, how about a nude photo on our website?
Sure. Yeah, I would think that'd be nice. Well, tasteful. Do you remember when Burt Reynolds did his for Cosmo? Yeah.
We'll do it the same way.
We don't want to see RJ's. We don't want to see
just
too much.
Just the hand down where the junk is.
Or we can do
pasties.
Kind of like the Seinfeld one. Where
he's in profile.
Where you've got Costanza on the velvet couch.
I think it'd be lovely.
Yes.
So motivation for you to. RJ, there's motivation for you to never lose the last 30 pounds.
That's right. Meanwhile, RJ just
29.
RJ just went on Amazon and bought Eclairs.
Think about it, though. If you're in that situation, 121 pounds, he knows what it's all about. Find out what it's all about yourself. Wait Not, 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934. 4486 or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results. You can believe it.
Believe.
Right. I think we successfully covered the Ann Curry.
Yeah, I do too.
Very
tidily.
And you know what? I wish her well.
Can I a quick tip in?
Of course you do. Yes, go ahead.
So I didn't know that rumor about Morales and Lauer and their child.
The long-standing
that's something new to me.
Yeah, that's been floating around, and it is definitely in the rumor.
Just a rumor.
So, just a rumor.
Just a little three-and-a-half-year-old kid with a receding hairline.
Tom Arnold was on Stern yesterday or sometime this week because they replayed the way
on?
It is. Yeah, and he said that he used to walk into Arnold's house and see the illegitimate son and make jokes about it and be like, look, you got to get a DNA test on this kid. It looks just like you.
Oh my God.
Oh, because he was there with the housekeeper.
Yes, and Arnold would say shut the S up, you know, whatever. Just I'm censoring myself.
Right.
But he thought he was just joking. Because Tom was just joking, but he was like,
don't make that
he's
joke.
Like, look, this kid
imagine
looks just
Arnold
like
going,
you.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. Sure.
No.
Sure, let's go in the pool room.
So he would always cut the conversation short and just tell him he was crazy.
Tom Arnold. Such a little gerbil, isn't
it?
Yeah, but he's
a survivor somehow.
Yeah, he's still friends with him, and he's like, I just don't have a filter. She just came all spilling out. So after this broke that he had the illegitimate son, and him and Maria Shriver broke up Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger starts basically what he starts is just having his own personal circle of friends because you can't go out. You can't.
Is Tom Arnold still in that group?
Yeah, he's still in the group.
Good.
So he says he goes over to Arnold's house for his birthday party because Arnold throws himself his own birthday party.
Right.
It's a great party.
And in his birthday party, he's got he tells Tom Arnold to actually do comedy. So he does comedy.
And that would be the way, that's what he would say.
Do your comedy.
Yes.
Stand up and do your comedy right
and
now.
And then he also tells all his assistants to get in the boxing ring and fight themselves.
Oh, my God. So he's, like, gone out of his mind.
He's
turning into Elvis Presley.
Well, or like Hitler.
He's just entertaining himself. And it was so funny. Show. And he said it wasn't vicious, but he would have everybody that was on equal level or their assistant level fight themselves, and they had prizes at the end.
So, like, the two people, like, if he had a bunch of, obviously he's got a staff of assistants.
Yes.
And he has them box each other.
Yes.
Get in the ring now.
Or on their own will.
We can have
Rob
and
RJ. They
could
do it if they wanted to, but they didn't want to, but there was like a bonus involved.
That is so twisted.
He's sitting there with a big cigar.
Yes.
That's okay. You don't have to fight her if you don't want the $100.
I've seen recent pictures of Arnold. He's grown in a goatee and it's perfectly gray. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
But it really just, he looks like a crazy old man.
So when you mention Morales and Lauer, I wonder if the kid really does look like Lauer.
You know, we'll have to wait and see. They're pretty, it's a very weird dynamic on that Today Show right now.
And there was a weird energy. Did you watch the first half hour? car.
I watched the whole thing today.
There was a weird dynamic today. It was just they knew it was coming, and Matt seemed just happy.
So I think what we'll have to wait for is, you know, the bombshell ultimately, which may never come. Mm-hmm. You know, if you see the kid.
Oh, someday.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Like Matt Lauer.
Yeah, allegedly.
That would kill me. Okay, this one's for Buzz Burbank. This concern, you remember that zombie guy that was on the causeway?
I actually have some tape of a news report of this, and I know the angle you're going to take, which is why I pulled it. Would you like to hear the news, and then you can
let me read
it,
the story first? Okay. Yeah, because this I you know, put this away. The guy's name is Rudy Eugene. He is the so-called Eugene. Causeway cannibal. This is the guy that ate another guy's face.
The zombie.
I remember.
Face.
He was not on bath salts or any other exotic drug when he chewed off the face of a homeless man last month, according to toxicology results released Wednesday. Tests on the 31-year-old's body show only marijuana in his system.
Talk about the munchies.
At the time of the May 26 attack, according to the Miami-Dade County medical examiner. That's exactly what it was. It was the munchies.
Well, the store was out of ho-hos.
It was the munchies. That's so disgusting. But it's
when you're really hungry,
that's
face.
It.
Face.
I got nothing more. I got nothing more than that.
But do you want to hear the tape? It's essentially the same thing. But that shocked me that's all that was there.
Toxicology results are back for the man who was shot and killed by police last month while chewing a homeless man's face.
Oh, face.
Authorities initially thought Rudy Eugene's behavior was so bizarre during the incident, he was probably under the influence of bath salts. But the medical examiner now says that wasn't the case, and the only drug that was detected was marijuana.
Yeah.
65-year-old Ronald Popo needed surgery after the attack, and he remains in the hospital. Police have released few details about the incident, including what triggered it. Friends of Eugene, who was 31, say he was religious and read both the Bible and the Quran.
I tell you what, that's some good 65-year-old face.
And you know what? That's what weed does to you. There's your peace pipe. That's
so right. Yeah.
There's your peace pipe.
Say no to drugs, kids.
Watch it, because I'll eat around the beard.
Oh, no. I wonder
the
why
munchies is the best.
Buzz said, can you come over and can you shave and can you bring hot sauce? I don't know what it meant.
All right, we're up on another break. We're running so behind here. But what I wanted to do is give my nephew Michael a shout out. This is my only nephew,
right?
And I just wanted to say good luck with Mike and Sarah, and they're getting hitched this
How old
weekend.
Is he?
God, Michael is
24.
Yeah, probably 24.
Oh,
24,
wow.
25.
I think he might be older than that.
I'm married at 25.
I got to figure out. Well, you know what? That's
look how happy he is.
That's a good question.
Yeah, he'll
Catherine.
Do fine.
You know, this is my before these wonderful angels came into my life. This was my little guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This was my buddy. This is my little buddy. I have still, it's in Catherine's room, a picture of Michael when he was just a toddler, and he's got the Red Sox batting helmet on, and the caption that his father gave to me, which he cut out, was "Never say die." This is when the Red Sox were losing,
we're perpetual
and losing and losing and losing. So it's
now
a very special weekend.
Now that you're at the age that someone, when you were a full fledged grown up, is old enough to be taking a bride, how does that make you feel? Is it wild?
It's you know what you, right now everything's moving at light speed.
Sure.
I mean, my daughter's driving a car.
Right.
These girls are growing up rapidly. Before the clock, you find out when you have kids goes.
It sure does.
That's the way it works, and I'm just happy that I'm very happy when we get this family all together.
How big is the wedding? Do you know?
I think it's turbo big.
Really?
I think this is just this is very young and very large.
And you're going? I'm kidding.
It's gonna be terrific. I think it's really gonna be. We're all getting the vibe just looking
at
some of the
first
stuff.
Marriages are great. They are the most joyful.
Yes, they are. They're fantastic. Stop it, you. And finally, one little programming note. I know we've talked a lot about TV, but boy, oh boy, I finally watched it start to finish.
Oh, good.
You guys, that newsroom is just a blast.
Yeah.
It is a blast. The dialogue, it walks right up to the line of almost being jive, but then it backs off a little bit. Yeah. And really, Aaron Sorkin, one of the greatest writers in television.
Amen to that.
So,
yeah,
check
absolutely.
Out the newsroom on HBO. You'll love it. We'll take a break when we come back. It's Rob and his Magic Audio Vault coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. We thank you for listening, and our show is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. They're bringing you Rob's Audio Vault today. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. Whoa. Try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. So let's open up that audio vault for Thursday, June 28, 2012. Rob Spiewak.
Safe home, Don Grady.
Don Grady.
You
exactly,
want a hint?
Mike.
You want a hint?
Yeah, who's that?
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Oh, boy.
That's...
He was the middle son in the first run of My Three Sons, and ultimately the oldest.
Chip? Right.
Robbie.
Robbie.
The oldest. Robbie, the good-looking one.
Yeah, and that was the first thing that Trip Affleck wrote on my wall. Oh, no, the cute one.
The cute one, the good-looking boy.
He would have married.
The boy that got married and had twins.
He
right.
Triplets.
Robbie and the triplets.
Three more twins. That's
my
right.
Three Sons, great show.
Good show, and the thing that I was looking to find Fred McMurray saying, hi, welcome to our show.
Right.
Because I never really understood it, because I always thought it's stupid. Why do they think that it's good that a sitcom character is saying,
hi. Welcome to our show.
Because it was Fred McMurray.
But then
an
did
established
you know
star at the
Don
time.
Federson, who produced that, also produced Family Affair? Did you know that Buffy and Jody
there you
also
go. Now
did?
He, now see how he goes there. He goes into that
and
area.
Oscar, wake up.
And Mr.
Out.
French. They all welcomed you to their show.
Hey,
I just
really?
Thought that was wild. Yeah.
I remember, of course, Uncle Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, Steve. Bub.
Yeah.
I used to do a bit way back in the day.
Can you explain his haircut?
All right, let me explain to Oscar, because this will help Anna, my daughters, and to
Uncle
your son,
Charlie's
who's
haircut.
Being very, very polite, who is absolutely bored out of his mind right now, but that's okay. My Three Sons was a show about a single father raising three boys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
His wife died in a meth lab explosion.
Rob, she did Christ. Not.
I think she did. It's only mentioned in the pilot.
I'm simply...
meth lab.
But was this all I'm trying to do is explain the show.
A sitcom?
It was a sitcom.
Okay. Yes. Family Values well, sitcom. Kind of, it ran probably like 11
it,
or 12 seasons.
It wasn't
seasons.
That funny.
It was cutting edge at the time because it was a single parent
right.
Yeah,
raising
right.
three boys, and he got assistance from his unemployed, derelict Uncle Charlie.
That's right.
Who was really not unemployed or a derelict.
It was Bub or Uncle Bub for
well,
a
first,
while.
Well, for the first couple seasons, it was
William Frawley.
William Frawley as Bub, okay.
From the
so, like, this
and
is,
then he
this,
was killed in a meth fire.
This is Full House before Full House.
Spin-off.
Sort of
yeah.
like.
Kind
yeah.
of.
Sort
yeah.
of like. Okay. And I did, way back when, on my first morning show, I did Uncle Charlie as a pedophile.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, Steve, I'm going to go bathe the boys.
Time to bathe them again.
You know, and it was just Uncle Charlie being time to, you know, I made Uncle Charlie into Jerry Sandusky.
Yes,
yeah, there
yes.
you go.
And that's just a little background for anybody.
It was fun. And he had a great haircut, as you mentioned.
Horrible haircut.
Steve, what time?
Durable character actor Bill Demarest. Right?
Robbie, Chip, Ernie, the bath's warm. Come on now. You got to scrub up. Oh, gee, Uncle Charlie, we just had our second bath. Yes.
Not again.
You know, all my characters used to give boys bath.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. French did it.
This would be 25 years ago.
1985, 86?
Yeah, 85, 86, yeah. Wow. Around about there. Okay.
My freshman year of high school, Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
Just so I thought that.
Yes, let's see.
Also,
not that I don't feel as old as dirt right now.
Worthy of note that Don Grady, not only was he a Mouseketeer, not only was he Robbie Douglas, he also wrote the theme to Donahue.
It was
and now you know.
Composer and musician also.
So all there right. you go. Also, I said it would never happen, and I play this, and I open myself up to ridicule. I never thought Jerry Lewis's musical of The Nutty Professor was actually going to happen, but it's opening to previews this summer in Nashville.
Oh, boy.
Perfect.
Now, the beautiful
what,
thing
Branson
is,
wasn't available?
I was going to say, the beautiful thing about this is when they do the ad, they don't actually show anything from the musical. They just show Twitchy Jerry talking about himself.
Oh, God.
This is an actual commercial in Nashville.
The film that I made in 1963... namely, The Nutty Professor, were so good that I decided, let's do a Broadway show. So I'm here in Nashville because there's nowhere better to go
right.
to find out what you got. So I'm not asking anybody to do anything. Just come and see it because it will be spectacular.
Don't miss the exciting world premiere of The Nutty Professor.
He gave
call
us the world.
240-40 or visit tpac.org.
My jaw hit my desk when I saw that.
You know, this is a legendary performer. Mm-hmm. It's become very clear why he hosted the telethon. He stopped working 70 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the Nutty Professor is not.
No, it's
it was so good, and I'm coming to Nashville.
What you need to know is that Jerry, 2,000-year-old Jerry, is directing it. The music is by.
Oh, how do you like to be those actors?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh, all right. Now, hold on.
Well, it's perfect for Speedwagon.
Let's put the crystal ball out. Okay. He's directing. When's it going to go into previews?
It goes into previews, I think, later this month of July.
Oh,
Nashville.
My God. So it's there. I'm surprised nothing has surfaced already about Jerry having a tantrum.
But he's also he's been doing this project for years.
Years.
And he is directing it. The music is by the wonderful Marvin Hamlisch.
Oh,
and the book and the lyric are by Rupert Holmes, who gave us this classic. To him.
Didn't he give us Pina Coladas?
Yeah. Yes.
That's his big
hit. Like that song. Yeah.
But this is the most ridiculous
song. All right, that's enough
for
Jerry.
All right, so good luck with Jerry.
Are you going to go down and check it out?
I will wait. If it goes to Broadway, I will go see it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to make it up to the big theater.
I'll go with you, Rob.
I know you will. You're going to be there anyway.
But you wouldn't go with me to see Mike Tyson?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Of course he would.
It's the event.
He would go up there to go to Fridays with
see,
you.
See, yesterday you
He'd
didn't
He'd take
mention.
A train to New York to get a burger.
All right, you go up to see Jerry and I'll go see Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I'll go with that. All
right. Barack Obama had a slight misspeak. Remember when he got booed for mentioning the trade with the Red Sox and the White Sox?
Right.
He wanted to congratulate the Miami Heat, but he said the Miami Heats.
Finally, it would be incomplete.
Oh, boy.
If I did not congratulate the city of Miami for having the world champion Miami Heats here in town. You guys earned it.
It's the Miami Heats.
Well, it's the Miami Heats.
More than one Heat.
And here's Jimmy Kimmel's take on that.
The Miami Heats. You know, that half white side of him definitely pokes through every once in a while.
And then Kimmel followed up with a great fake political ad right after they mentioned that he said Miami Heats.
Mm-hmm. It's a pivotal times in our nation's histories, our futures, health cares, and the welfares of our children's are at risks. We need a president who puts his politics aside for the goods of America's. Votes Obama's, yeses he can's.
I'm Barack Obama's, and I approve this message.
To really get into the racial component of this,
right.
Normally it goes the opposite way. Normally you're not accusing Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about Barack
being
Obama being too white by calling them the Miami Heats.
It would be the other
normally
way.
It's the African American mistake of putting the S where it's not supposed to be.
It's just,
like your menstruations.
But the thing is that really I realize now the president probably knows about as much about sports as I do. So I
he's a big
he plays basketball.
That's what he wants you
a
to
little
think.
More, Rob.
That was a misstep.
Just a complete.
Yeah. That was just a misstep.
That was just a.
He knows sports.
Slips of the tongue.
All right. Exactly. Well, I know more about those previewing.
Got time for
Nashville.
One or two more, Rob.
All right. Then let us go with the fact. Oh, safe home, Barry Betcher. Do you know who Barry Betcher
Someone
is?
Someone else died?
Yes. The man who invented the Ginsu knife.
Barry Betcher, one half of the duo that brought Ginsu knives to the American public, has died in Florida.
And remember, it can cut through a tomato even after chopping wood.
Or slicing through a can.
That was a great ad. I loved
wonderful
it.
Wonderful ad.
Who thought this guy would die before the slap chop guy?
That's true, Vince.
Yes.
Vince the slap chop shamwow guy.
Slap slices beef so thin your relatives shamwow will never come back.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that it would open with an Asian person chopping a tomato?
Right.
And then they'd say,
and it smashed the tomato.
Yeah, this method doesn't work on a tomato.
Ginsu.
Safe home to the Ginsu guy. I will close with Conan talking about the Kardashians on their most recent show. They went shopping for funeral plots. Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
According to reports yesterday, the Kardashians went shopping for a family cemetery plot. Yeah, the Kardashians plan on dying as they've lived, lying on their backs, doing nothing.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
We will take a break and come back with the news of the day with Buzz Burbank right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We are here joined in studio today by my daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth.
We're
and
grooming also, them as our replacements.
And Rob's son, Robert, is here. And they didn't realize this, but they're taking over the show.
That's right.
We're all going on an extended vacation.
I think it will be wonderful.
Are you ready for that, Catherine?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Very good. Let's get right to it. Without further ado, it's time for news. Here's Mr. Burbank with the latest news of the day.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Brighter.com. Save up to 60% on dental procedures by joining Brighter.com. It's better than dental insurance because there's never a cap on how much you can save. And you can use it with hundreds of dentists near you for as little as $9 a month. With Brighter.com, you can save around $100 on an exam, $150 on a filling, up to $700 on a crown. And you can know the prices in advance. Go to Brighter.com to choose the yearly plan right for you. Sign up this week and get a free Oral-B battery-powered toothbrush with your purchase when you use the code TMOS. Just click the microphone in the upper right corner of the screen to enter that code or use it at 800-560-1200. Welcome, Brighter.com. The Supreme Court ruled today on the health care reform law and ruled that it is constitutional to require people to buy health insurance.
Oh, wait,
just before right showtime show. Today.
Oh, my God, I didn't know this.
See, isn't it good that you listen to this show?
To nearly everyone's surprise, the Supreme Court held up the mandate.
They acted like a Supreme Court.
That will pay for the other good parts of the health care reform
The
law.
Whole thing.
Yes.
Right. Now, they have problems with little things. They're concerned about the constitutionality of some aspects of requiring states to meet certain Medicaid requirements. So some adjustments will be have to be made, but they are minor. In essence, the court upheld the entire law.
This could very well...
I'm shocked.
This really could be... Mitt Romney was so counting on this being voted down.
Yesterday, Romney said if this was ruled unconstitutional, then we've just wasted 3.5 years with Barack Obama.
You know, I'm like most Americans, where I have not read the fine print.
Right.
But I will tell you the big picture on this, was watching the coverage, the intense coverage of this, as you were over the last couple of days, and I was looking at that, and more I was just saying to myself... This is really, if it gets voted down, this is a victory for big insurance companies, big healthcare HMOs. This is not a victory for the American people. I hope that they hone it, that they refine it, that they improve it. But I just feel like for the people that have pre-existing conditions, one of the things I heard this morning was if it had been voted down, it wouldn't have taken the insurance companies 5 seconds to throw out that pre-existing condition thing.
Yeah, if you're not going to... the insurance companies need to be able to afford to insure even those with pre-existing conditions. The only way the insurance companies were going to be able to afford that is to require everyone to buy health insurance.
All right, everybody was talking about the 5-4 split, Buzz. They were talking about the Supreme Court going down along party lines. Do you think, in your idealistic, put your idealist hat on, do you think there's any chance that this might in some way... No, it's not. I'm answering the question for you. It's not going to change the climate in Washington. This is just. But it seems to me that everybody had thrown stones at the Supreme Court saying they're partisan, and to me. I think this is a very significant victory for the president.
They've let their partisanship show from time to time, but judges and justices in particular pride themselves on ruling on the law and not on their politics. Now, they're human, and they do make exceptions for that, but in this case, I think they knew the eyes of the world were upon them and that they needed to make their ruling based on law.
Seriously, we cannot underestimate. This is a huge news story. This is one of the most, this is, as they've said, the most significant Supreme Court decision in the last 80 years, and it's a victory for Barack Obama.
Yes, it
is. Any way you slice this.
Right.
This is pretty amazing.
That's the truth, Ruth.
Yeah.
Bader Ginsburg.
Absolutely. Ruth, Ruth, baby.
So I called one of my family members as I'm hearing this on the way to work here, and I said, how does this affect you? What do you think? You're a doctor. You clearly work in one of the best hospitals in the world. What are your colleagues saying? What do you think? He said, look, he's like, as a doctor, I believe that there are patients that come in here that don't have health insurance, and we're just trying to save them. And either everybody's going to pay or the taxpayer's going to pay one way or another. Someone's paying. So if we're all sharing the cost and everybody has to have health insurance, then that's just the way it's going to be. That might be a better way.
And let's hope, now for the good of the country, Not for my team, for the other team. I hope
politics
that,
aside.
I really hope politics get maybe a little bit less into this, but they're still going to go nuts over it. I'm going to repeal health care. That's going to be. But I think this now removes this, I think, for Mitt Romney as a mark of the failure of the Obama administration.
It helps. And I think what we really have to focus on, it helps people. You just when you get car insurance, you know, you call and you get car insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's not what when you get health insurance, and if you don't have a job or you have a job or whatever, it's intimidating. You don't know enough about it.
Right.
I just got life insurance, and one of our great sponsors, Encore, helped me through it.
Right.
But if I know that it's the law, just like we talked about yesterday, recycling, that I have to have some sort of health insurance,
right.
then it's going to be easier for me to actually get into the process.
I know.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think everybody's going to be that way. And what it is you know, the way I understood the healthcare law is the requirement to buy into the system was simply so that the system could be paid for.
Yes.
Yeah, could that, provide things like a pre-existing condition care.
Right, because if you don't require people to buy in and put more money in, then you've got an unequal balance of people you know, that are taking this burden on.
And this was a way to keep government from taking over healthcare and to allow insurance companies to continue to sell health insurance. So hopefully the idea was at least that everybody wins.
This is a stunning,
stunning
decision.
Absolutely.
No one predicted this. Hey, Jeffrey Toobin, lick it.
And something just quickly for the kids in the room and the young adults is that and the insurance companies tried to actually make some of these changes before this came out.
Right.
That you guys will be covered by your parents' health insurance through 26.
Right.
You don't have to. So you don't have to deal with any of that. When I got out of college, I was lucky enough because my dad was like, "Look, I'm going to cover you anyways." But now that's possible.
Oscar's like the little lady in the corner of PBS doing sign language. He's explaining stuff after we do it so the kids can follow the show.
Oh, so they can tell their friends.
I think it's nice.
He does a Saturday morning podcast called In the News.
Yes.
Republicans
Christopher Glenn.
Republicans in the House yesterday did a good thing. They met Democrats halfway, and between the two parties, a deal's been worked out to keep funding the repair and maintenance of our roads and bridges.
It's my deal, Wade.
Transportation bill is expected to pass this week without the Republican add-on that would have pushed through the Keystone oil pipeline before details have been worked out, and without the Republican demand that we let power plants pump more coal ash into our air. Democrats made concessions too. Their demands were less dramatic, $1 billion or so for conservation out of the $54 billion being spent.
I'd like to see Obama now, you know, celebrate and approve that damn pipeline. I really would.
Language.
I'd like to see him take that. Because really, I mean, I was, you know, watching the newsroom with that underwater drilling, which is so incredibly dangerous to me for the environment. And, you know, as opposed to a pipeline coming through the middle of the country, which, you know, at least you can get to it. And you can fix it if there's a leak in it. You
and
know, before.
Sell advertising on it.
You
put
can sell advertising on it.
That's brilliant. Geico.
Hey, man, did you want to say something, darling? Or are you just
playing
I'm
with
fine. Your hand? I was talking to my daughter.
Talking to your daughter.
I'm talking to Elizabeth.
Yeah, secretly.
Oh, you're secretly?
Really? Talking.
Cheap rings of green.
Do they have like twin speak that they can communicate secretly?
They know each other. They're that close that they
That's awesome.
And and you know what's when I try to discipline either one of them, they stick up for each other.
That's right.
It's like maddening. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Buzz. We're running out of time.
But at least one Republican in Congress, Kentucky's Rand Paul, tried to pull a fast one this week by tacking a controversial birth control bill onto a bill aimed at handling flood insurance. You heard correctly. Rand Paul wanted to attach to a flood insurance bill a provision that declares a person, a fetus, a person. His proposal threatens to hold up flood insurance just as hurricane season is beginning.
That guy should pay his own abortion bill.
Right, he's a nad.
And House Speaker John Boehner says he's just doing his duty by going after the president's attorney general with the decision just 4 months away. Boehner says the constitutional duty of lawmakers is to indict Holder for contempt of Congress because he hasn't turned over all the papers Republicans want to see regarding the fast and furious gun-running operation. California's Daryl Issa, who's leading the investigation, says the operation was part of Obama's plan to limit gun rights in this country, even though the program was started during the Bush administration.
Wow.
The Washington Post stands by its story that Mitt Romney's old company Bain Capital outsourced American jobs to China, India, and elsewhere while Romney was actively involved in the company. During his campaign, Romney's criticized the outsourcing of American jobs. The Post reported his actions didn't match his words. The Romney campaign demanded a retraction. Today, the Post is refusing to retract. It says it got its information from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission.
Joe Biden this week referenced that. He said he's been a wonderful job creator, just elsewhere.
Funny.
Other news today, the Colorado wildfires have doubled in size, now covering 15,000 acres. The fires reportedly only 5% contained as thousands flee their homes. Wow. Don't count on a stand your ground law to cover your killing. A 47-year-old Texas man just got 40 years for shooting his neighbor to death after a fight about a loud party. The defense had called it a stand your ground shooting. And a website.
Was the guy playing music off his iPad?
In Leesburg?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy.
And a website called cheeky.com is offering a $550 wedding ring that makes its mark. When the wearer removes the ring, it leaves raised lettering on the finger that reads, I'm married.
Ho-ho!
And finally.
Hey-ho-ho.
Last fall, parental guidance. Last fall, a truck driver says a car in an adjacent lane slowed down. Its dome light was on, making it all too easy for the trucker to look down and see a man's junk.
Oh, dear.
The trucker says 48-year-old Guy Labar of East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, was exposing himself.
Goff Labar?
Guy Labar.
Guy Labar.
Yes. I've been to that bar.
Or it could be Guy Labar. I'm not sure.
Wasn't that the bar you went to in South Beach?
I think that was the old DC 101 GM.
It might be.
Swear to God.
A guy says he was just doing a little manscaping.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
The judge went easy on Guy, giving him just 2 years probation, no fine, no jail, and nothing about grooming while driving.
Oh,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by DermaZinc. Hey, it's the show. I stand by it. Nothing terrifies beachgoers as much as your dandruff, your poison ivy, your rash. You've seen people like that at the beach. Or other chronic skin conditions. But you can treat them all with DermaZinc. And the people at DermaZinc are responsible for us coming up to Binga's up in Portland, Maine on July 14th.
Good people.
They're available, DermaZinc available for over-the-counter for mild to moderate cases. DermaZinc comes in spray, cream, shampoo, and soap for severe skin conditions, including eczema and psoriasis. DermaZinc, you can get some by calling 800-753-0047 or just click their banner ad at our website. DermaZinc. Results you'll want everyone to see. Official sponsor of our trip to Maine. Now, tomorrow on our bonus hour, guess what's in my sack?
Yes.
Yes, it's our exclusive version of Show and Tell. We've all brought our three things.
Yes, we have.
Taping that next. Girls will have to be out of the room for that. Anyway, thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Isn't it?
Thanks. Finally, one of the three children said you're welcome. And
they love what we do.
And yes. they were doing sign language about the new lights here in the studio.
Yes. I hadn't seen them.
No, about Pepsi products.
They're really cool.
Oh, Pepsi products?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really? It's a really gross rumor.
About Pepsi?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, are they bringing Pepsi
gonna,
into your
no,
school?
They're gonna, no, sorry. Apparently, they passed a contract or something that they're going to put fetus placenta into Pepsi products
to
make the flavor better.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's another show.
Yeah.
Tastes like baby.
Right. You know, I asked the fetus about it and said, you know, I wasn't born yesterday.
Thank you. We got to go. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Ciao, ciao. Oh, my.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.